Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Shalom, shalom, grace and peace everyone. Hallelujah, hallelujah, it's the Sabbath day. And it's a beautiful Sabbath in St. Paul, Minnesota. Y'all should be here right now. I wish I could show you how beautiful it is out right now. It's 71 degrees. It is absolutely wonderful. I am Pastor Mo, a.k.a. Joe Israel, the Sound of Living Waters. And today we have Sister Rhea. Woo! Yay!
Shabbat shalom, family. Shabbat shalom, King Priest. Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath, everyone. Happy Sabbath. We want to say welcome again to another episode of The Sound of Living Waters. Today we're dealing with the creation as we do every Sabbath day. Every Sabbath day today we're dealing with the earth. We have dealt with in the beginning. We have dealt with God and we have dealt with heaven. We dealt with the angels, and now we're dealing with the earth. Well, the earth, because the earth was created from heaven. Amen? The earth is created from heaven. Now, we're not dealing with the third day. We're in the first day. The earth was created in the first day. The blessings of the earth was on the third day. The third day. So we are not dealing with that right now. We're just dealing with this earth being created, right? So we're going to deal with the earth, and then we're going to deal with that, and also we're going to deal with. So, with that being said, brothers and sisters, if you can stand and face Jerusalem, if you can, my brothers, uncover your head and face Jerusalem, and sisters, if you can cover your heads and face Jerusalem as we approach the Father.
Amen. Amen. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. We have read Psalms 37, verses 1 through 9. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
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 Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray, Heavenly Father. Have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and the families. Father, have mercy on them that know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us. Father, have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us and send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well, and give them too a mind to perceive, and eyes to see, and ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and a faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray, for your mercies endure forever. Amen. Welcome again to another episode of Sound of Living Waters. I am, once again, your brother Joe Israel, and we are dealing with the creation. Today, we're dealing with the earth, when the earth and its properties. Of course, when we deal with the earth, when we deal with the creation, we deal with the laws of it, you know, and the things, and then its actual functions and its creation. Now, we're still dealing with those things. Last week, we dealt with the earth and what it was made of. Of course, it was made from heaven. You know, we found out heaven is a big ball of fire, you know, and it's eternal. The angels, we found out, was made from that. They ministered spirits of flame of fire. Then we found out that the earth's core is nothing more than a ball of fire. Flaming fire, molten lava, those things. We found those things out. And we found out that the earth is a woman, a feminine sort of entity. That the earth also reflects the woman that is giving birth to those of its kind. We found out the earth has a, being created from heaven, also has the jewels and the properties of it. Amen. So today we're going to deal with some of those things, and today we're going to deal with its properties. So, if I can, I have Sister Ray read Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1.
Amen.
Now, read the 5.
Okay. Amen. Genesis chapter 1, 1 to 5.
Yes, ma'am.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day.
Amen. So this is the first day. You got all these things going on in it. You got in the beginning, you got God, you got heaven, you got earth, you got water, you got earth without being form and void. You got darkness upon the face of the deep. You got the Spirit of God moving on the face of the waters, on the earth and things like that, on the face of the waters. Then you got God saying, let there be light. So we ain't even got to that section of it yet. We're still dealing with the earth section. So Let's look at this. Let's look at first what the earth is created for. Amen. Let's go to Psalms chapter 115. Psalms chapter 115 and verse 15. And when you receive it, read.
Amen. Psalms 115 and 15 read. Ye are blessed of the Lord which made heaven and earth.
See, ye are blessed. Those that believe in the true and living God of Israel are blessed of the Lord that made heaven and earth. Continue.
Amen. Ye are blessed of the Lord which made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's. But the earth have he given to the children of men.
See, the earth itself was given to the children of man. Man wasn't meant to go to heaven. A man was never, ever promised heaven. There was never promised heaven. We were never promised that we would go to heaven. You know, those things belong to God, you see. So this is that thing. The earth was created for us. That's the law. The earth was created for us, right? Let's go to let's quickly to 2 Timothy, 1 Timothy, chapter 6, and verse 14, 13.
1 Timothy 6 and 13?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. 1 Timothy 6 and 13 reads, I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, that thou keep this commandment without spot, unpeakable, unto the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which in his times he shall show who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords.
See, this is the thing. Read on. We're talking about Jesus Christ here. And he said, who is the only potentate, King of kings and Lord of lords? What else?
Who only hath immortality.
Once again, there go Enoch being kicked off the planet, being put back in the dirt. Who only have immortality. You know, Enoch walking around on the planet, people don't realize that's from the lost books. That's a lost book doctrine. You see here, the King James do not support that. It says, who only have immortality. Enoch, if he's walking around since the beginning of time, he has immortality. So if that's the case, the script is broken. Continue.
Who only hath immortality, dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto, whom no man hath seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen.
See, nobody can see that he's dwelling in heaven where no man has seen it. We can't see it. Why? Because there's a big water barrier that surrounded it. And also, no man has seen nor ever seen, because he's the only one that has been in heaven and the only one that can been in heaven. Also, we're talking about people, you know, saying that, well, you know, my parents in heaven, loved ones in heaven, this, that, and the other. No, you don't. That's not the word of God. Word of God says that he's the only one with immortality. So we haven't seen heaven. So that's a fact. Let's do this. Let's go to St. John. Quickly, we're going to go to St. John. We're going to bring this up in verse 10.
St. John chapter 3 and verse 10 reads, Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, We speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things?
See that? He said, how you going to believe? And look, and we're talking about things we know and testifying of. That's why we say, we read the script, hey, no man has ascended to heaven, but the Christ, he's the only one to have immortality. That erases Enoch. So, how come you don't believe this witness? Continue.
Verse 13. And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven.
There it is. No man has ascended up to heaven. So that's the law. That's the law. Heaven, the heaven of heaven belong to God. And no man has ascended up there. None whatsoever. So we need to stop telling people that we're going to heaven. And I know that, you know, a lot of us believe that, you know, we're going to go to heaven. Even all of the so-called religious faiths, they all believe in heaven. All of them is going there. This is the only book that tells you you're not. Even the Muslims believe they're going to the seventh heaven, you know. And they also believe in that reincarnation, you know. But even they say they're going to heaven. But the Bible is the only book that tells us flat out that's not where you're going. So that's a conversation you have to be careful with. All right, so here it is. He says, no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. So let's go into Psalms 37. Let's go to Psalms 37, and let's pick it up at verse 8. Well, actually, verse 7. Psalm 37 and 7.
Psalm 37 and 7 reads, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth.
They're going to inherit the earth. What do you mean? That's the law. If you wait upon the Lord, remember now he said the earth was given to man, but the heavens of heaven belong to God. So he said this, but those that wait upon the true and living God is going to inherit the earth. So if you believe the word of God, then why you are not saying that you're going to inherit the earth? Since when we're going to supersede the law? You can't supersede the law. We can't supersede anything that's written. We don't have the power. Or we don't have the power to supersede none of those things. Right? Read on.
Amen. Verse 10. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace.
But the meek is going to do what?
Inherit the earth.
And shall delight themselves in an abundance of peace. Skip down to verse,
29 and continue. Amen. Verse 29 reads, the righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever.
See that? So the righteous are going to inherit this. The righteous are going to inherit the kingdom of God, not heaven. You know, and shall delight therein. Go to Psalms 25 and 13.
25 and 13 reads, his soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth.
There it is. He said, his soul shall rest in ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. This is that thing. This is the truth of God. We can't be talking about going to heaven and we believe in these things. You see, this is that. Right? Let's go to Matthew's. Chapter 5 and 1.
Amen.
Because he tell you who's going to inherit it. Matthew 5 and 1, when you receive it, read.
Matthew chapter 5 and verse 1 reads, and seeing the multitude, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth.
As you see that he don't deal with everybody.
Amen.
He only deal with the disciples. People think Jesus is talking to any and everyone. He do not. He do not. He talked to his disciples. Yeah, you see the whole planet. He see everybody in it, but he, like you said, he called one from a thousand. You know, you can have a thousand churches, and he have one dude somewhere in the midst of there that can actually deliver the truth of God. I'm a witness. You know, you got this one dude way down south somewhere in the midst of all these churches that can deliver the word of God. You know, sitting there right there by himself. All along. And he can deliver the word of God. All, you know, that's how he operates. You know, this is that thing. And you got another brother in Illinois. You got another brother in Florida. You know, you got to scatter them out, you know. But one among a thousand. It's not like Israel is everywhere and boom, boom, boom. It's not like that. It's only a handful of us. You know, and even Israelites per se, just because you're Israelite, you know who you are, doesn't mean anything, man. You're still eating pork. You're still doing this. You're still doing that. That don't mean you can deliver the word of God. You need to be set and taught too. That's another conversation. Where are we?
We are at Matthew 5, verse 1.
Continue.
Okay, verse 2. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they.
Blessed are what?
Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. That's the same thing we read in Psalms. They're your two witnesses to the law and the testimony. To the law and the testimony. You got both books open. You got the Old Testament saying the same thing. You got the New Testament saying the same thing. And guess what? Both of them is saying the exact same thing. You see, this is that conversation, right? Let's look at this a little further. Let's go in Isaiah 60 and verse 20. Isaiah 60 and verse 20. And when you receive it, read.
Isaiah chapter 60, verse 20 reads, thy sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself. For the Lord shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. Thy people also shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever, the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one, a strong nation.
That's the law. He said, thy people also shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the land for how long?
Forever.
Forever. Who are these people? Who are these people that's going to be all righteous? Because ain't none all righteous right now. So this is a future tense. Yeah. Let's go to Revelation. Revelations, right? Revelations chapter 1, and let's pick it up at verse 6, 1 and 6.
Revelation chapter 1 and verse 6 reads, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever.
Forgive me. Read verse 5 first.
Verse 5. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, and to him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and have made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
So he washed them, right? He washed those who he said is going to be all righteous, right? Amen. So let's go into Revelation chapter 5, right? And let's read this again. Revelation 5. And let's pick it up at verse 9.
Revelation 5.
And verse 9.
And And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book, and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain, and have redeemed us to God by the blood out of every kindred, and tongue, and people, and nation, and have made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth.
We shall do what?
Reign on the earth.
See, he made us unto ours. He made, first of all, he redeemed us by his blood. That's how he did us. That's how he washed us. That's what he said in Revelation chapter 1 and verses 5 and 6. And then he said this, and has made us again kings and priests, and we shall reign in heaven. Is that what that said?
On the earth.
Now read that verse 10 again.
Amen. And have made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth.
You don't get any plainer than that. Amen. That's plain and simple. We're going to reign on the earth. We're going to rule with God on the earth. But then again, God got to be here, right? So let's go to Revelation chapter 20. We're picking up the Sabbath day spiritually, but we're not there yet. So we're just bringing up this fact here. Revelation 20 and verse 1, and when you receive it, read.
Revelation chapter 20 and verse 1 reads, And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their forehead or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years.
Where? On the earth. That means Jesus has to be on the planet too.
Amen.
So this is the law that he's telling us, that man is going to live with God, and they're going to inherit the land for how long? Forever and ever. Here it is. We're reading about it right now. He said, and they're going to be all righteous. What do you mean all righteous? He said, you're going to be kings and priests.
Amen.
You don't get no more righteous than that. Continue.
Verse 5. But the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death had no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years.
There it is. So he said they're going to be priests of God and of Christ, and they're going to reign with him for 1,000 years. Right? Let's go into Psalms, chapter 132. Psalms chapter 1 and verse 132, and let's pick it up in verse 8.
Psalms 1 and verse
132 and verse
8. Psalms 132, that's what you're saying. Psalms 132 and verse 8. Amen. Verse 8, Arise, O Lord, into thy rest, thou and the ark of thy strength. Let thy priests be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy.
See, this is that thing. They're going to be what? All righteous. All righteous, right? Continue.
For thy servant David's sake, turn not away the face of thine anointed. The Lord hath sworn in truth unto David, and he will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. If thy children will keep...
Wait a minute. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Where's David's throne at? It ain't in heaven. It's in Zion. It's on the earth. So that put God on the planet. That put him back on the planet. That solidified the fact that he said he made us kings and priests. So you're going to be with them. That he's going to be with you on the earth. Forever and ever. But you're going to be all righteous. All righteous. Continue.
Verse 12, if thy children would keep my covenant and my testimony that I shall teach them, their children shall also sit upon thy throne forevermore. For the Lord hath chosen Zion, he hath desired it for his habitation. This is my rest forever, here will I dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision, I will satisfy her poor with bread. I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy.
He just put himself on the planet. He said, here will I dwell forever. He said, this is my rest forever. For I have chosen Zion. He has desired it for his habitation. This is his rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. And I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy the poor. Wait a minute. What do you mean the poor? You still want to have flesh and blood on the earth while he's here? Yes, indeed. Yes, you will. Go read a little bit of that. And he said, I will clothe the priest with salvation, and herself shall shout aloud for the saints shall shout aloud for joy. For joy. What do you mean? Well, if you got salvation, you better scream. That's like hitting a lotto for $1 billion. $1 zillion. And you can't even compare it, but I tell you what, if you hit the lottery for $1 zillion, ain't no cool in the world gonna not have you screaming, running around in circles. Just look at this a little further. So we got God on the planet, right? Let's go into Isaiah chapter 65. Because now he said, I will feed the poor. Wait a minute. You mean there's going to be people on the planet? At this time, there's going to be people on the planet, and the God of Israel is going to feed them? Let's look at that. Let's go into Isaiah 65, verse 17. Isaiah 65, verse 17, when you receive a reading.
Isaiah chapter 65, verse 17 reads, For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered, nor come into mind. But be ye glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing, and her people a joy.
So wait a minute, he's going to create a new heaven and a new earth. So there it is. So this is now, we notice the future tense. And he said, I'm creating a new earth. So if he's going to create a new earth, that means that the earth we know now ain't going to exist. All this pollution, all this stuff, you know. Yeah, you're going to have transportation. You know, I'm sure transportation is still going to be valuable. Some of us are going to be riding horses and buggies. Some of us are going to be using maybe cars that's ran by water. It won't be gas. It won't be fossil fuel anymore. It'll be water. Water don't do nothing but clean the air. So you have all this water going up in there cleaning up everything. No pollution whatsoever. So I'm sure we're going to have vehicles that's going to allow us to transport ourselves from one place to another. Maybe even airplanes. And then you're going to have the immortals. They're going to be flying around on the angels. But everybody's on the planet. That's why he said he's going to create a Jerusalem, a rejoicing. And he's going to satisfy her poor with bread. Continue.
And in verse 19, And I will rejoice in Jerusalem, and joy in my people, and the voice of weeping shall be no more heard in her, nor the voice of crying. There shall be no more than an infant of days, nor an old man that hath not filled his days. For the child shall die 100 years old, but the sinner being 100 years old shall be accursed.
So look, now a child is 100. A baby is 100 in this time. Continue.
And they shall build houses and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. They shall not build and another inhabit.
Wait a minute, you ain't got to worry about, foreclosures or any of that anymore. That's gone bye-bye. But look at what he said. All this is on the earth, though. Are you seeing this? This ain't in heaven. This on the earth. Listen, read what you read it. We going to be planting vineyards. No, he didn't say that. He said on the earth. Read on.
22. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and my elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands.
How about for everlasting, forevermore? He said they're going to be covered in righteousness and they're going to inherit the land forevermore. But these are those that did come up in the first resurrection, but maybe survived the coming, survived Armageddon, survived the day of the Lord, survived the great tribulation period. Here they are. And now they building up the world. They building up the earth, you see. But they building up the earth after the face of God. It's a difference. And it says this, and he said, they should build and another inhabit. He said, they should not build in another inhabit, and they shall not plant in another eat. As the days of a tree and the days of my people, mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. Continue.
23. They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth for trouble, for they are the seed of the blessed of the Lord, and their offspring with them.
Where do children come from? You don't have no babies in heaven. When the Father bring New Jerusalem, ain't going to be no more childbirth and all that old type of stuff. It's going to be done. You see? So this is the Son. That's why he's sitting down on the throne. He's cleaning up everybody, getting them ready for the Father's kingdom. Right now, we're getting ready for his kingdom. Continue.
Verse 24. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear. Mm-hmm. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the bull.
So that's definitely not a habit. And, they want to say that all the animals are going to be extinct and this, that, and the other. Not according to this. Continue.
Amen. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the bull. And thus shall be the serpent's meat. They shall not hurt nor destroy it in all my holy mountain, saith the Lord.
See, this is that thing. So he's saying that the wolf and the lamb is also going to be here, and the Lord himself is going to be here on the planet, and he's going to feed the poor, and he's going to make sure that they ain't never going to go hungry again. That's why he said they shall not build another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat, because they're going to eat their own works of their own hands. And they're going to long do it. They don't have to worry about nobody taking anything from them ever again. Ever. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 11 and verse 1. Isaiah chapter 11 and verse 1.
And one. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom.
Jesse is David's father. Amen. That's Boaz's son. So let's keep that in mind. Continue.
And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord.
The Christ, that's him. That's what we read in St. Matthew's chapter 4 or 3, after he was baptized. The Spirit of the Lord rested upon him. Continue.
3, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. Oh, my goodness. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove the equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins.
So he ain't going to need to. That's why he said he ain't going to need no courts in that day. He going to be right there. That's why he said the sinner is going to be accursed at 100 years old. He's not going to need no judge and no jury. He's going to read your mind. He's going to know exactly where you're coming from and the things you perform. Read on.
The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them, and the cow and the bear shall feed. Their young ones shall lie down together. And the lion shall eat straw like the ox.
There it is. So, this is not in heaven. That's now. That's going to be on the earth. The meek shall inherit the earth and enjoy themselves in an abundance of peace, even the beasts of the field. Amen. The beasts of the field, they will be out there hunting down each other and little lambs crying and the little bitty gazelles crying and the baby wildebeest is crying because they're getting ripped apart. You know, wolves ain't going to be hunting down. You know, none of that stuff. A wolf is a mug when it comes to hunting. You know, we think lion packs is dope. Wolves will hunt you for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles until you drop. They are tenacious hunters. And they'll rip you apart. They're not like lions. They just suffocate you and, you know, grab you by your neck and break your neck or whatever, try to end you and make this easy. No. They just tear, and it's a long way, you know. So wolves is a way worse hunter than a lion. Way worse. They worse than bears. You know, I think the wolves is probably the worstest thing that's the worstest pack to ever hunt, even worse than hyenas. Continue.
And then verse 8. And the suckling child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the winged child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge
heaven.
Of the Lord.
For the heaven shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, or the earth?
For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
Continue.
And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious.
See, we're still talking about the Sabbath day. We're still talking about that 1,000 years that's coming. You know, we're still talking about that same time window when it's going to be judges and things like that. You know, the immortals are sitting on thrones and they priests and they all righteous. You know, this is that thing. This is that time, that window. That's what we're hoping for. That's what we're looking for. Continue.
Amen. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria, and from Egypt, and from Pathros, and from Cush, and from Elam, and from Shinar, and from Hamath, and from the islands of the sea.
Stop. So we got Assyria, Africa, and Egypt, Africa, Pathros, Africa, Cush, Africa, Elam, Africa, Shinar, Africa, Hamath, Africa, and the islands of the sea, us. Babel, Babylon, Greece, Rome, places like that. Europe, Asia. Places like that. But he got to get the 10 tribes from Africa. Judah is among the Gentiles. The 10 tribes is among the children of Ham. Continue.
Verse 12. And he shall set up an ensign for the nations, and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel, and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. The envy also of Ephraim shall depart, and the adversaries of Judah shall be cut off. Ephraim shall not envy Judah, and Judah shall not vex Ephraim.
Ain't that something, man? All that's going to go away after this captivity. You're going to have no reason to be hating on each other. We're going to be glad to see each other, like super glad. Some of us going to be coming from Africa, blah, 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 and some of us going to be coming from Western Europe. Hey, old chap, all that old kind of, you know, wherever we at, Australia, the United Kingdom, Germany, you know, Ireland. I mean, I met a dude who was working with this construction crew that was flat out from Ireland. He came over with him, and he talked exactly like them. It was amazing to see this cat articulate. You know, I was like, I never met a dude from Ireland. You know, I met brothers from all the different parts of the world, but you my first. It was like listening to a black Lucky Charm or something. Anyway, continue.
Verse 14. But they shall fly upon the shoulders of the Philistines toward the west. They shall spoil them of the east together. They shall lay their hand upon Edom and Moab, and the children of Ammon shall obey them.
See, Edom, they got to lay their hands on Edom because Edom right now is holding the land down. And the children of Ammon and Obed, they're going to obey. Read on.
And they shall surely utterly destroy the south of the Egyptian sea.
No more of this, no more hooked on phonics.
Amen.
That's gone away. That's gone bye-bye. Everybody is going to be speaking one language. We're going to go back to the speech of the Chesedites. One language. We're going to go back to the language that's going to completely blow our minds up. Continue.
Forgive me. And the Lord shall utterly destroy the tongue of the Egyptian sea, and with his mighty wind shall he shake his hand over the river, and shall smite it in seven streams, and make men go over dry shod.
Now, some of us believe there's a highway under the oceans and stuff like that. You know, okay, I'm with that. I wouldn't be surprised to even see that. You know what I mean? One thing I know for sure is that if he parted the Red Sea, parting this one for us to go back would be an easy kill. Continue.
Mm-hmm. And there shall be an highway for the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria, like it was to Israel in the day that he came out of the land of Egypt.
There it is. So he's talking about in the days like these, man, he's going to be coming out of Egypt like we parted the Red Sea. In those days, it's going to be the same exodus. It's going to be exiting the entire globe. We're going to exodus the entire globe. Amen? Amen. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Isaiah chapter 60 and verse 1. Isaiah 60 and verse 1. When you receive it, read.
Isaiah 60. Isaiah 60 and verse 1 reads, "Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and the kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about, and see. All they gather themselves together, they come to thee. Thy son shall come from far, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thy heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee."
So the Gentiles going to be with us too. They act like, you know, the Gentiles going to be cut off. No, man, Noah said, Japheth is going to dwell in Shem's tent. So that's a fact. I mean, he said he's going to enlarge Japheth's borders. You know, what do you mean he's going to enlarge them? That's why Japheth is in control of these things right now. He's making sure that we got the word of God to make sure that they understand that there's the end of your kingdom too. Like he brought an end to the African kingdom. He brought an end to the Israelite kingdom. And now he's going to bring an end to the European kingdom. He's going to give all three sons of Noah an opportunity to rule this planet. Now, once that's done, he showed Noah that all three of y'all failed miserably. It's my turn. So you won't be up there saying, "Hey, we never got a chance." Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Continue.
Amen. Verse 6. "The multitude of camels shall cover thee, the dromedaries of Midian and Ephah, all they from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall show forth the praises of the Lord. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together unto thee. The rams of Nebaioth shall minister unto thee. They shall come up with acceptance on my altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. Who are these that fly as a cloud and as a dove to their windows? Surely the isles shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish first, to bring thy sons from far."
So wait a minute. We coming from planes and boats?
That's what it says.
It said, who are these that's flying as the windows of a dove, baby? That's the airplane. Who is these on ships? Well, we got carried away in ships. Guess what? You're going to be brought back in ships. Continue.
And the sons of strangers shall build up thy walls, and their kings shall minister unto thee. For in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor have I had mercy on thee. Therefore thy gates shall be open continually. They shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish. Yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted.
See, these, now this is another thing, man. So this is definitely talking about the earth. See, this is the promise of God. This is the plan of God. This is one of those plans that, hey, when the time comes, the children of Israel is going to be back where they're supposed to be, in the whole planet is supposed to receive the word of God at the children of Israel's hand. What do you mean, don't serve you? That's the thing about he's talking about, you know, hey, they're going to pay tithes, flat out, like they pay tithes to the Catholic Church. They're going to turn around, because most people don't care about paying tithes to the true and living God. Most people believe in those things. You see, but for the most part, you know, they're going to say, well, hey, here go God on the throne. Okay. No problem. We can do that. Hey, Jesus, we all in. There it is. Continue.
Verse 13. The glory of Lebanon shall come into thee, and the fir tree, the pine tree, and the box together, to beautify the place of my sanctuary. And I will make the place of my feet glorious. The sons also of them that afflicted thee shall come bending unto thee. And all they that despise thee shall bow themselves down to the sword.
See, right now you got people hating on us and this, that, and the other. You got lynching is still going on. You still got, you know, mass incarceration going on, murders and so forth in different parts of Africa and things like that, you know, because of us being a different people. And envy, that's the other thing. But God said, no, man, when the time comes, they're going to be humbling themselves to you. And because they know that they got children that want, they're going to want to see God too. Because everybody going to believe now, and everybody going to know the plan of God now. So the last thing they're going to do is blow the mission of getting into the kingdom of God. Continue.
The sons also of them that afflicted thee shall come bending unto thee, and all they that despise thee shall bow themselves down at the soles of thy feet. And they shall call thee the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel, whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee. I will make thee an external excellency, a joy of many generations.
Amen. A joy of many generations. So that's on the earth, y'all. We're talking about 1,000 years of peace. First of all, that's a lot of generations, man. You're talking about 1,000 years of generational population, right? Okay. So that's in the seventh day. That's the seventh day of mankind. Now let's look at New Jerusalem. Okay, let's look at this. Let's go into Revelation chapter 21. And when you receive the read.
Revelation 21.
Yes, sir.
21. Revelation 21 and 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away.
So now you got a new constellation. Come on now.
And there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God.
So here it is. Here comes New Jerusalem coming from heaven. To where? The earth. You say, I saw New Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven. So that means it's coming to the planet. And then it says this. It says, and God shall be with him, thus the Father, because the Son is already here. So this here comes the Father. He's bringing New Jerusalem to the planet. I'm still trying to figure out what's the big deal with the earth, but okay. I take it. Read on.
And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away.
So he's going to give us a full lobotomy. He's going to wipe out all our miseries. Come on. Continue.
And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is a thirst of the fountain of the water of life freely.
That's the water that we're going to read about next week. Continue.
He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone.
See, this is that thing. You fearful, you brought the word of God. You fearful to stand up for the truth. You ain't going to see the kingdom either. And those that don't believe the truth, you're not going to see the kingdom. The abominable, that's those that performing abominations, murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars is going to end up in a lake of fire, which burneth with brimstone. You see, this is that thing. Come on, read on.
Amen. Verse 9, And there came unto me one of the seven angels which had seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God.
See, that's the thing, man. New Jerusalem is coming down from God out of heaven to the earth. So when it hits the earth, it's just going to settle.
Amen.
Right? This is that thing. Skip down to verse 22 and continue.
22. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it.
Amen. So that's going to be the super temple. That's going to be the temple of the whole planet, New Jerusalem. You want no temple in it? It is the temple. Read on.
And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. Wow. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it, and there shall in no wise enter in it anything that defileth. That's right. Neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie. Hallelujah. That they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Amen.
So he said, and the nations which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And here's what we're talking about. So this is that thing, man. What do you mean the nations? Because you got those of us that's not other children of Israel that believe in God, you know, and we want to share our thanks with our brothers and sisters for that cause. And we like to say, you know, hey, our brothers and sisters that's in the United States, God bless you. Thank you for keeping the Sabbath with us and listening to the lessons. Our brothers and sisters that's in Canada, we want to thank you for listening and keeping our faith with the Sounds of Living Waters. Our brothers and sisters in Chile, we want to thank you as well, and as for keeping the Sabbath and the faith with us. Our brothers in Brazil, our brothers and sisters in Brazil, we want to thank you as well for keeping in touch and listening to the Sounds of Living Waters. Our family in Ireland, we want to thank you as well for listening and staying in touch with the Sound of the Living Waters. And our family in the United Kingdom, we want to thank you as well for staying in touch and listening to the Sound of the Living Waters. and our family in Germany. We want to thank you, too, as well, for staying in touch and listening to the Sounds of Living Waters. And our family that's in Latavia, oh, my God, talking about faithful, we want to thank you for hanging in there and staying in touch with the Sounds of Living Waters. And our family in Russia, we want to thank you as well for listening and staying in touch with the Sounds of Living Waters. And our family that's in China, we want to thank you for staying in touch and keeping the feast with us at the Sounds of Living Waters. Our families in South Korea, we want to thank you too for keeping the faith and staying in touch with the Sounds of Living Waters. Our family that's in Japan, we want to thank you too for staying in touch and keeping the faith with the Sounds of Living Waters. And our families that's in the Philippines, we want to thank you too for also staying in touch and keeping the feast in the faith with the Sounds of Living Waters. And our family that's in Indonesia, we want to thank you as well for staying in touch and keeping the faith with the Sounds of Living Waters. And our family that's in Australia, we want to thank you as well for staying in touch and keeping the faith with the Sounds of Living Waters. And our family that's in New Zealand, we want to thank you too for staying in touch and keeping the faith with the Sounds of Living Waters. And our family that's in India, we want to thank you too for keeping the faith and staying in touch with the Sounds of Living Waters. And our family that's in Myanmar. Y'all know I've been having problems saying that. Please bear with me. But I see you every week, and God bless you for staying in touch with the Sounds of Living Waters. And our family that's in Pakistan, we want to thank you, too, for always staying faithful and keeping in touch with the Sounds of Living Waters. Our family that's in Iran, we want to thank you, too, for staying in touch and keeping the faith with the Sounds of Living Waters. Our family that's in Turkey, we want to thank you, too, for staying in touch and keeping the faith with the Sounds of Living Waters. Our family that's in France, we want to thank you, too, for staying in touch and keeping the faith with Sounds of Living Waters. And our family that's in Greece, we want to thank you, too, for staying in touch and keeping the faith with the Sounds of Living Waters. And our family that's in Egypt, we want to thank you, too, for staying in touch and keeping the faith with the Sounds of Living Waters. And our family that's in Ethiopia, we want to thank you, too, for staying in touch and keeping the faith with the Sounds of Living Waters. And our family that's in Uganda, hey, that's a new one. Hey, welcome in. We want to thank you, too, for staying in touch and keeping the faith with the Sounds of Living Waters. And our family that's in Nigeria, we want to thank you, too, as well, for keeping the faith and staying in touch with the Sounds of Living Waters. And I think I got everybody. If I'm not mistaken, I believe I have. So with that being said, we want to thank all of you, and we want to remind you that, like you said, the nations, we just read all these different parts of the world. That's what he's talking about. All of us in these different parts of the world, all these people that's coming from the different parts of the world, the kingdom is open to you. All you got to do is stay faithful and remember that this promise is to you too. So remember those things. Don't ever forget them. Stay in line. And remember to keep the faith of the true and living God of Israel. So with all of that being said, would you like to say anything before we close out? I got to go back to the studio. Okay. Does anybody like to say anything? We have one hand up here.
Hello?
Shalom.
Shabbat shalom, Brother Joe. Grace and peace. Shabbat shalom, Sister Rhea. Grace and peace. And Shabbat shalom, grace and peace unto the family and those out here listening to the sounds of living waters. I just want to say I thank the Lord, you know, for putting that excellent lesson on your heart, you know, watering you with his knowledge and others as well. You know what I'm saying? I want to thank God for the woman that is called Wisdom, that in which brought us here today to do this Bible study. I understand, you know, when it was unusual when I was younger, why did people always used to say, liar, liar, pants on fire? But now I kind of got a better idea of that. But I just pray the Lord that make it to the kingdom, you know what I'm saying, that we just continue in the struggle, fight the good fight. I just thank God we resurrected this morning. He blew breath of life into us, and I pray to God that one day we'll be able to take freely of the water of life. So, excellent lesson. Much love to family, and with that, I close.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else would like to have to say in this on the feast day? Your mic is open.
I just want to say Shabbat Shalom, family. Shabbat Shalom, Brother Keith, and the rest on the line. And I want to say Shabbat Shalom to my best friend, Nikisha.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. But I just want to say I love you and I appreciate you, and we pray healing over you and your body, your mind, temple, in Jesus' name. And thank you for waking up 2-3 hours early just to get online to hear the word of God. You know, that'll keep the Sabbath,
mm-hmm.
but I know you're hours behind us, but just appreciate you. I just want to let the world know that I appreciate you. I love you.
Thank you. I love you, too. You're my sister for life.
Sister for life, through eternity, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And I don't know if you caught the lesson, because I know I texted you the number late, so I apologize about that. I thought you had it already, but
yeah,
I hope you caught it. But you know the playback.
No, I caught it. I caught it, though. Well, the first 5 minutes, I did not. I was nervous. But other than that, I caught it all. And I will play it back again. It was a very good lesson. Thank you, Brother Joe.
Yes, ma'am. Praise be to Father, you know, for his wisdom and his knowledge and his understanding that he's sharing with us. All glory go to him and his Son, and Jesus Christ. So,
amen.
All praise.
Well, he does something. He does it and does it right. That's for sure.
That's true. All praises to him, man. That's what else can you do but give his glory, you know.
You have to. It ain't ours to get it, too.
When he do something, he make sure that he is very clear on what he's doing. So it's no mistake, and it's no, he don't leave reason for doubt.
People allow the doubt in there, but if you pay attention to the word and listen to what God's telling you, there is zero doubt.
That's right.
You're just plain right there in sight. You just got to know what you're looking for.
Indeed. Is there anybody else who would like to have say anything before we close out this Sabbath? All the mics is open. If no, well, we would like to say this before God in Christ. I want to thank everybody for their time, and we hope and pray that we edify someone. And I want one other thing. I want to bring up our brother that's in Israel. We also want to remember that they, too, are part of that family, too, and that We may not have seen them online this week, but they definitely be online. So also the nations of Israel that's there, and our brothers, this or that family hanging in there with the gospel. Hang on. The God of Israel is going to deliver sooner than later. Amen. So with that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone, as we say here at the Sound of Living Waters.
Read your Bible.
Read your Bible.
Read your Bibles, people. Amen.
Amen.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.